Yeah, they're all sitting out in the waiting room.
Thank you. Sorry.
Hello. Good to see everyone.
Hello.
Okay, can everyone hear me?
Thank you, Linda.
David, I have a question really fast. Can you save this like John did last time into the Common Drive?
Yeah. Did you already start recording?
I have not yet. Are we ready?
It's actually recording. So it was set up so that it will automatically record. So that's great. Are you guys frozen on this, or is everybody active and able to hear each other?
I'm good.
Well, if it helps, I can hear everybody.
Okay.
I can hear as well.
I'm going to let you have your meeting, and I'm going to...
Did you, Linda, before you leave? No.
I'm still here, David. Did you need me?
Did you see what I just sent you about Manchester?
I see it now.
Okay, we'll have the water on for probably 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And I'll let you know on the other one too.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Yep.
Hi, Kenny. Welcome.
How are you? Thank you.
Yes, now I get to see a face with the person.
Hey, here I go.
Yeah. Okay, where did Tammy go? Tammy, are you ready to start? You'll have to unmute yourself. Yeah, I can't read lips. How about you guys?
There we go. Sorry.
No, I can't. Oh, there you go.
Got it. Sorry. Okay, so I guess we'll just get started. So welcome to Kenny, new board member, and I believe that we have you introduce yourself. So
you're gonna put me on the spot here, huh?
Yes, this is where you sing and dance and do all what you do.
Well, I don't got too much singing and dancing left in me in these years, you know? I think my kids are taking that over. So, again, welcome. Thank you for welcoming me and having me here. It's going to be an interesting journey for me. A little bit about myself. I'm a post-military guy. I spent 15 years active, and I was a mobile security officer, which anybody... knows anything in regards to that, basically military police. And I did protective service work. So I did convoy work and transports while I was in for those 15 years. Honorably discharged, and I'm fully retired. And got kids, super active, love to camp, snowboard, run, all that kind of good stuff. And I currently, at this present time, own a semi-truck company here in the Salt Lake Valley. So I got a couple of trucks running underneath me right now and looking to build that. So I'm highly ambitious and highly motivated and dedicated. So, yeah, just a little bit about me.
So about where in North Salt Lake do you live, Kenny? What area do you cover?
Yeah, so I live in Foxborough. We've been over here for about 10 years now. Yeah, my kids go to the academy over here, Wasatch Peak. And then I got one reluctant junior high kid over at Mueller right now. So.
Good.
Well, welcome.
It's thanks nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. If I was 18 years old, I would do it all over again.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. Tammy, you're on mute again.
Oh, you know what? Sorry about that. I'm going to ask Ryan, since you're city council, when can we actually meet for real?
So one, we get to pick that. I mean, we can decide when we want to meet in person, and then the city can just adjust to make it possible. So the city already sets up like an in-person meeting location for city council meetings where people can go and meet, and they just have the tables really, really far apart, right? So everybody's far apart from each other. So we could choose to do that. The city council talked about doing that in person and being apart, and they just voted to continue to meet remotely. So I think we could decide when we want to meet back at City Hall to do that, unless like some new order came out from the governor that said we can't. But right now, like, we can meet as long as we're socially distant.
They just moved everything back up to orange.
Oh, did they re-announce that today? Was that today, Dallas?
That's just for Orem and Provo. Just Orem and Provo.
Oh, great. We're fine in Davis County then.
Okay, I saw this. As long as, like, my computer is so touchy on the mute thing. I touch it and it goes back, but sorry, I'll do my best. Okay, well, we'll just go. Oh, Rachel's not here today, so we don't. Are the trail series, is that over? Did we finish that? Was the last one?
Yes. So they're done for the summer until next year.
Okay. What's that? Did someone say something?
Yeah, can I steal the meeting for just a second?
Oh, go ahead, feel free.
We've got two major water leaks going on right now. So I hate to ditch out on you guys. I've got to take off.
Let's just jump you to the front then. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to pop in, make sure that there was anything you needed from me. I wanted to welcome Kenny. I had the privilege of meeting Kenny at the BLM rally a few months ago. I got to walk and talk to him for a good 30 minutes or so. It was fun to meet him, so it's going to be great to have him on this. Welcome. But if there's not anything you guys need from me necessarily tonight, I want to get back out and help my guys because we're dealing with a pretty gnarly week right now.
I do have one thing,
though. Hey, Jay.
Can I ask you one thing, though? Because I went to one of my parks that I have, and like, it's the Buckingham one, and the grass is kind of, I don't know if that's something that we report. Is that yours, David? If the grass is kind of dead?
Yeah, just let us know. I can even just relay it to TJ.
Okay, so mine was one of mine is Buckingham Park, and the grass is just kind of really dry. Maybe that's just something for TJ to look at.
Yep.
And Boston as well. It's really bad.
Well, Dave, I just want to say if I was in person, I would give you a standing ovation. You and your team, you guys have done such a fantastic job with everything that happened. I know we had like 22 trees down in our neighborhood. We saw you guys, but what you did for the city in the last couple weeks is awesome.
You did.
The Green Waste program worked, and I just want to say thank you. Pass that on because you guys did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. I'll send the word to the guys. Probably just as reference for you, for everybody, just to kind of know, it ended up being over 700 sites that we had trees down, and it's my guess is, I think it's pretty accurate, it's over 2,000 trees down in the city.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. Well, they worked nonstop. Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah, overtime, I'm sure, and I'm sure you're all tired.
Yeah, 5 water leaks too in the last couple weeks. So yeah, it's been fun. So.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I saw that up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if there's not anything else,
I like that it's reported. I like that it's reported on Facebook. So you guys do a good job to the city to get the information on the Facebook page.
Good luck with the repair, David.
Yep. Hey, everybody, have a good night. Good to see you.
You too. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Yep. See you guys.
Okay. Then, Christine, do you have anything?
Well, you know, I sent out a link after our last meeting about the masks that Brett talked about. So, Kenny, what I'm talking about is with the Salt Lake Master Chorus, we are a singing group that has been in existence about 2.5 years, and we perform at the city and do a couple concerts. But of course, with everything going on, we haven't met since March. And so I was just talking to our director, and did you guys see those masks? I did get back to Brent this week and just let him know, you know, if he had any other questions, that we were still kind of leery, right, about getting together in person. So I think for the time being, we're just going to be on hold like we have been now. Unless anyone else can think of ways for us to get together and not cause a lot of problem.
I can't.
So
iffy right now with everything, it seems like.
I know. And I'm sure our Carnegie Hall experience in February will be canceled too, which is a bummer. But we'll hold on and just see how it goes. But I'm pretty sure we're not planning on any concert by the end of the year for sure. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, well then, Dallas, go ahead.
Okay, so if you saw my email, Kenny, I'll just reiterate for you. We only got 6 images submitted, and I sent a Google Forms. I just sent you one, Kenny, once I saw that. And I'm sad I couldn't participate. So just vote on your favorites. There's the 4 adult and then 2 children.
Dallas.
Yeah.
I may have misinterpreted what happened, and I don't want to mess you up. So the original date was scheduled at, you know, for the 20th, right?
Right.
The submissions. And then I saw that we had extended the submissions for the writing contest 7 more days. And I communicated that both dates had been extended. But that might have been my fault. I thought the submissions were tied together. And so
yeah, I
apologize that I messed up. So I voted on your thing, and I liked some of the submissions, but I just feel bad since I communicated it maybe erroneously, and I don't know how much work it would be to try to redo the vote in 5 more days.
I'm excited by that, because I felt, after seeing that, I felt like we'd failed. One thing that Rebecca had pointed out was that she hadn't seen anything on the photo contest at all. Well, and
maybe we can do some more blitzing on the photo contest.
Yeah, if we can get some, well, I guess Rachel would be the one to talk about that, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be high-end, fancy. Let's just send some posts, you know, in our own contact list to our own friends, but then also we can just get the city to post something. I can ask Linda to post something tomorrow.
Okay, And encourage kids to do it. Because those two images were one person, so they'd take first and second place.
Good plan. Awesome. For them.
And I was in a contest one time where one of the there was only one youth, and she took all first, second, and third place. She went home with a pile of cash that night.
Well, so, it sounds like we need to get kids to submit.
Where were the entries? I didn't see them.
It's in the NSL Live email.
Oh.
You sent it. It was part of one to Sally, right? Was for Sally, what? did was it a response that you made to Sally with a Google Docs? Because I kind of remember.
You mean the voting? Or, well, the...
Yeah, for voting, us to look at them.
Yeah, I sent that to... Let me see if I've got you on there. I sent it out of Gmail. Oh, I don't know how to check to see if I sent this because I sent it directly from the forms. But I will send it again to Crick. What's your email?
Well, mine's christinepepin@gmail.com. Oh. K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Yeah, I saw it, but I think it's Tammy, the one that wasn't, see it, right, Tammy?
Oh, gotcha.
Clayton mom at comcast.net. Are we okay to put it on like our own Facebook page? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I think so, for sure.
Yeah. And I sent that to you, but don't worry about it. If we're going to re-vote Monday, is that the due date for the 27th? But that's Sunday.
Yeah, is the 27th. Let's see.
Yeah, so Sunday. So I'll get something together for Monday and then we can re-vote.
Okay.
And I'll re-advertise that as well on,
great,
on the things I send out.
Yeah, because I was very disappointed. So, but it's the first year. We can kind of expect a smaller turnout for a 16,000 resident city. And and then I was also thinking, I don't know, this is something that maybe we can discuss over the next couple months, but after this, I was like, oh, we need to do something in the spring for redemption. And maybe we can do a spring contest, like spring flowers, something that April to June, you're taking pictures of spring flowers type thing. Mm. So.
Maybe spring is when we come out of all this stuff.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So yeah, that's about it for now, I suppose, with that. Just let's push it really hard and get some more submissions. I'm going to try and get my kids to work with their mom. They'll take my camera and I won't see anything, so I don't know what they're doing, but I'll get them to participate at least. If everybody's okay with that.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm just realizing too on the agenda that I screwed up because I have North Salt Lake Reads twice and then I don't.
Yeah,
have...
I saw that. That's fine.
Sorry. Get what you pay for on here. I'm so sorry. So let's skip and let's do, Ron, let's do you next. Okay.
Okay. We are in pretty good shape for the actual event with the author. We're not collecting a lot of essays at this point for the essay contest. We've advertised through the city social media channels, and I know that some of you have done the same thing. I'm actually going to pay to boost a Facebook post so that people in North Salt Lake get it. It doesn't cost very much money to do that, just to, as kind of a last ditch effort, see what we can do there. But with regard to the actual NSL Reads event with Kay Lynn, she's really excited. We have some materials that I've printed and purchased, some large copies of her book cover art that can be used as a photo station for people who are attending. And then I did print those mock up the vintage travel posters that I sent copies to you all. So those are all printed and ready to go in terms of decorations for the event. And we'll do, as soon as the essay contest period has ended, then we'll do another big push for the actual event on October 7th.
Now, I don't know if you saw my email, but there was an email from a lady asking about whether the contest was autobiographical or a creative writing exercise. What was the idea behind that? And I'll respond to that.
It is to be autobiographical. So it's not intended to be a creative writing assignment. It's intended to actually be, yeah, autobiographical.
I'll respond then.
Thank you.
Kenny, do you know anything about the North Salt Lake Reads event?
Oh, sorry. Was on mute there.
That's a new member. He may not know much about it.
No, I actually got an email about it, and I posted a header in the Foxborough group on the Facebook, and I directed people to the website so if they wanted to find out more information in regards to it. And I'd also thought about, you know, getting some flyers done up and maybe hitting up, you know, just doing some door-to-door next to the schools here in the community and just getting that around circulated while these kids are still at home doing online schooling.
Oh, yeah. Ron, what help are you going to need from us that night?
That's a good question. It won't take a lot of time to get the posters hung, although I could use a little bit of help with that. I'll probably just, I think we're scheduled to start at 7, so I'll be there at 6 o'clock just to get everything hung up and make sure photo stations are ready to go.
I can be there and help
really
you out.
About it. Okay, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
At 6 o'clock?
Yeah, that's what I'm planning. Okay.
All right, at the City Hall.
And then we'll just need some assistance from city staff or Ryan, somebody who can help us make sure that we are also live streaming it on the city's Facebook page. That's what we've been advertising. So just somebody who can help with that.
Mr. Gordon, when were you going to do that? On what date, sir?
That is October 7th.
Okay.
And it'll be at City Hall. The event starts at 7 p.m., so I'll be there at that 6 p.m. just to get everything set up.
Okay, you can count me in for volunteering as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I know last year that
Ron, I'll double
we had cookies.
Check with the city on that streaming.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
My I know last year
sorry,
being
Kristen.
Part of it. Oh, no problem. We had water and cookies. Are we going to, I mean, do we have any money for that? Or, you know, we could get cookies that are wrapped in bottled water, or are we not going to deal with that at all? Do you think we need to do anything, or is that part of your plan?
Well, I'm sorry, my screen just froze. And so I didn't accept as that part of your plan. What were you asking about?
Well, sorry. Well, last year, I know when it was at the school, I had a couple of friends and I, we went there and we passed out bottled water and cookies, but I didn't know if you were planning to do any bottled water and maybe we could get some wrap cookies somewhere, or we just discontinuing refreshments at all.
That's a good question. What does everybody think about that? I'm happy
if
to
we
do
have any money
thinks.
I don't know.
I think it'd be nice if you could entice people with treats,
because I know you can get some wrap cookies like at Costco. We just got the Costco cookies last year and a couple of cases of bottled water and handed them out. I mean, we had a large crowd there, but I could help with that too if you needed me to help out.
That would be wonderful. I would love that. Ryan, does this sound okay to you to just have these light refreshments?
Yes. Yep. Any way of having them individually wrapped so they're safe, I think it wouldn't hurt to have them there.
Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah, I like that idea.
So about how much money do we have? Because we can, the one thing about bottled water I've noticed when you take to events, if we get the smaller ones, at least they get consumed. Sometimes the bigger ones, you end up throwing away a lot of water. So if we could get the smaller ones, or people think we should get the bigger ones, but how much money do you think we have to, and how many do you think we should get? 100 or 50 or?
Well, those little
ones,
what does anybody think?
If we were to get 100, that's probably about right, I think.
Well, I don't think you really should have to worry about if you get too many, then we'll just save for some other event. It's not like it goes bad.
Should we just get a case of that 80 with the half size, or?
I think that would be great.
So do we have $50? I mean, I don't know how much that would cost, but I could get, how many total do you think?
We should be totally fine on this reimbursement.
Okay.
Since this is the only event we're doing this year, we've been saving up from all of our canceled events, so we should have sufficient funds.
See, so you can get like those grandma cookies that are already wrapped, or other things. I mean, we could even get Rice Krispie treats or something like that that are already wrapped. Would be easy to hand out, or we get a combination, or should we plan on 50, or do you think we should plan on 100?
I'd get two. They're cheap. I think they're only like, I mean, they're less than probably $5 or $8 for a case.
Well, like the cookies. Like the cookies. How many?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Should we get 50 or? The cookies aren't as hard as
50. Well, that'd be, say, 4 or 5 families showing up. If you're averaging 5 people per family, or well, yeah, whatever. 10 families. So I'd go more. I
should shoot for 100. Let's say 100 people come.
Yeah.
That's very optimistic.
Okay, so I'll get the small waters and some cookies, some kind of wrap treat for 100 people then. I can do that, and I'll just bring them there that night. Okay, Ron?
Thank you. That'll be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sally, when you do the minutes, will you just fix on the...
You're on mute, Tammy.
Of course I am. Will you just fix Ron to be in, instead of North Salt Lake Reads, where it says Dallas for the photo contest, so it doesn't say North Salt Lake Reads twice in the notes. Sorry about that. I goofed. So in the events updates, just have CB Dallas for the photo contest, just so it reads correctly. Okay, so then the next thing would be the Halloween, the 3K or the Halloween event is what we're doing. So Ryan, are we going to be able to do that, do you think?
Yes.
What do you think? Oh, you know what? I want to ask some really quick. So on the, I was thinking about the North Salt Lake Reads event, if we all go, what about taking like a picture of our board and putting it on the North Salt Lake page so that people know that we actually exist? I didn't know this thing actually exists. I think it'd be kind of fun if people knew who we were. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think that's a great idea.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, I would like to know who Dallas was if I didn't know who Dallas was, or all these people, or, and now that we have Kenny on here, and let people know that there really is a park and recreation board, that we have events that take place, and let's get this thing really up and running. Are you guys game with that? We're all going, right? We need to support each other.
Yeah.
We'll go.
I like that idea. Can we also have some pictures taken of the event just to document it so that we can post afterwards? You know, I always think it helps when people realize that good events are happening in their city. Even if they're not attending, or that event didn't cater to them, they realize that they're part of a community, right? And not just in living in a home in a suburban area. Like, North Salt Lake's a place with cool events happening. And I think if we can show that after the fact, that will help lift some people's spirits as well.
I agree.
Yeah, I like that too.
And when they see the fun people that are there, okay, so the Halloween event, it's going to be hard to do a 3K or whatever K we're going to do if we're still having problems with the virus and things that are going on. So any idea?
Unless we sporadically start them at, you know, at different times, like start families out. I don't know.
So I was emailing Ryan, and I thought about that, and I thought we could give, I thought about doing yardsticks, and we could start people at 6 feet, every 6 feet, send somebody, and they can't walk any faster than 6 feet apart, you know, they can't really run. Or Ryan thought maybe a dance party, or maybe a karaoke event. Or the other thing is maybe push it back and not do a Halloween event. And if we did, I have the lady that I work with is her husband and herself do Mr. and Mrs. Santa for the Grand America. And what if we did a Christmas event instead? Is anybody game for doing something like that?
I'd personally go for the Halloween because you can go see Santa Claus at the mall. I mean, that's something common that you can go see, whereas a Halloween event, people don't do that.
Okay.
And it's fun for the people to get dressed up in costume.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be safe, though?
I have to jump on board with the Halloween thing, too.
Okay.
I think that'd be great.
Well, we could all, I mean, I think it's safe. I mean, and we all wear masks at Halloween, so I think everybody's comfortable with the mask thing, right? Okay, we're going forward.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to tell them they'd have to wear a mask. I think we'd have to say a mask is required if they're not social distancing. But, I mean, we could have two of us standing 6 feet apart and just start each family or each group. And I guess if they wanted to run it, they can run out on the lawn. And
so one idea I thought of, so at Hatch,
I guess.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Christina. I couldn't hear you on my internet. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
This is another reason, Tammy, we need to meet in person one day.
I know.
So one thing I thought of is that Hatch Park is really wide, you know, and the running trail is really close together. One option we could do is have kind of like running lanes where, you know, in an effort to promote health and enjoyment, you know, we could run like a lane back and forth of your own family in each lane. And when you complete three back and forths or something, you get a prize that we hand each family that completes it, right? And we can have music playing and different things. And then that way it's a race, you know, something that we're out running and promoting health and a costume contest and things. But then that way we're not all bundling for a start, you know, because the Halloween Fun Run has never been about who's the fastest or keeping track of times or anything, right? It's all about wearing costumes and just having fun being together. And so that was one thing I thought of, because Hatch Park has that giant field and, you know, we could have 10 lanes set up or something, right? Like from these flags to these flags. And, you know, like you just have these lines in the field and then each family can run back and forth in a line or something. And then when they complete it, they get their party favor bag or something. I don't know.
Oh, right on the grass. They'd run on the grass or walk on the grass.
On the grass is what I was thinking.
Oh yeah. That definitely could be social distance.
Then we could have a line. One of the trails could be one of the paths. And then that way anybody in a wheelchair or that, you know, needs to be on a path, that could be a path that we let that group go through or something. And then that way, everybody socially distanced, you're doing it in your own groups of people that came or something. But then we can try to add other things. Because, you know, Rachel won the costume contest last year with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we focus on other aspects of the fun run, of the Halloween party, you know, the Halloween event, as opposed to just the race portion. Because way back in the day when we started the Halloween Fun Run and the North Salt Lake 5K, it was kind of about the recreation aspect, increasing health, right? There was a member of the board at the time that was really big into doing health fairs and trying to promote health in the community. And doing a community run was one way of like promoting health and making healthy activities acceptable in the community. And I think that maybe we can make this a Halloween event or something that doesn't require everybody to bundle and start on the race, because anything we do in a race, someone's gonna walk and someone's gonna run, right? Like, I just don't think there's any way that we're gonna be able to do a race on that little path easily. So anyhow, well, those are some of the ideas I've been thinking of.
Well, I thought about, when you talked about it, I thought about we could do where it's big like that, and you could do everybody the Hokey Pokey or the chicken dance or kind of a line dance type thing where everybody participates all together. I thought about that.
Yeah, that sounds fun too. I like that. Part.
And Kenny, where you talked about where your military, maybe putting America into it or something like that. I mean, even though it's Halloween, I mean, everybody is, I mean, we're proud to live in America, and why not do something with America and do something, or I don't know, we could, there's time we could come up with something like that and just have everybody be out and about and happy to be together and just dance, like a dance, like you said, just dance party.
Well, we can always have Halloween music, you know, the Monster Mash or something like that. And then did somebody talk to you last time we had a spooky storyteller? She was fun too.
Kenny, what were you going to say?
Wasn't that last year, you guys?
No, please go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, well, I guess what I was going to say is...
The storyteller was last year.
Yeah, so I was going to suggest in regards to maybe instead of the fun run, you know, if that's going to be a problem with the social distancing and everything, any type of team building organizational skills, you know, that can mix up some type of fun puzzle or, you know, word play where the family has to solve these puzzles and, you know, and kind of run to one end and then come back with the, you know, the solved puzzle or whatever the case may be. And we have maybe 7 or 8 stations set up where families can run through these stations and complete, you know, in a timely manner, if you would. Best time wins prize or something in that nature.
Here's a hilarious idea. I don't know how hard it would be to pull off, but why not set them off on their own paths in the field? Mm. So as they're doing their trail, we're making crop circles. So we're stomping down the grass and making crop circles for somebody flying over to see. I thought it was funny.
Can you do that just by stepping on it?
I don't know. If you're organized enough, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you're going 15 times around in a circle, you're bound to do something to the grass.
Sure.
For sure.
Kenny, I do like your idea because, you know, if we had, you know, carnival games where, you know, you throw the ball at the item and you throw it in the milk jug and you do whatever. And, you know, we'd probably have to have hand sanitizer at every station or something, sure. Right? For those that want to do it since you're touching the same ball or something.
Well, and that's, I worried about that kind of, when you talk about stuff like that, but like if you did something where you danced or things like that, you wouldn't have to worry about cleanliness. But I do have means of a DJ that's actually really inexpensive that has the means of loud enough that I think would, you know.
That'd be fun too.
Yeah, that I think let me do some checking and see. And then where we have treats and things too. Okay.
I know a guy who has a parachute in a 9-square court.
The nine square is popular, super popular. And if we could get like one on each corner of the four corners of it. Who's the nine square? Is that Ryan?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a whole bag of tricks.
I have a nine square.
And a parachute.
So, Tammy, I liked your idea. So one thing I've heard back from some residents is that they're a little bit sad that Halloween might not be happening in the same way that mm-hmm. it has in past years. Right. And their kids might not be trick or treating, or, you know, I've seen all these posts and talked to people that about it. One option could be like, you know, that this is a fun event that people can come to dressed up and it's actually taking place on Halloween.
No, I think regardless of whatever we do, I think we're going to dress up. It's going to be a dance party where you dress up. Regardless, yeah. We'll dress up. Yes.
Okay. And then,
well, can we get candy and pass out for trick or treating with gloves on or something? Or I don't know if it's packaged. I don't know.
Well, I think everything is so different this year that I think this is the year that's different.
Yeah. You know, that's a really interesting idea. If you just had, at each station, you do your job, you do your task, you know, you hula hoop for 30 seconds, right? And then everybody gets to draw a piece of candy or something. The budget would go towards buying Costco candy, but, you know, all these stores are going to have leftover candy if nobody buys it in America this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an option. I really like the idea. Last year, the party favors really were cool. This, everybody that came, every family or group got this party bag that was filled with things. Mm-hmm. And it was several thousand dollars to buy all the things for the party bag, but it fit within the budget for the event. And it really was pretty cool to do. And mm-hmm. so I wonder if we had them do these seven stations or do something and then they could get those with the DJ playing. I thought the storyteller was a weird fit with the running, but it really was fun to have a storyteller there, and that might fit well with the DJ in a way that people can hear them, and that could be something interesting to do as well.
Well, I have a friend that owns US Novelty, so I have a way of getting the prizes that you're talking about, so I plan mm-hmm. on something like that. So, but yeah, okay.
And I don't know if we brought it up again, but I think we told the group sometime that every young child walked away with a book, an age appropriate book in their goodie bag. And we gave, I think we bought, didn't we, Ryan, buy lots of copies of the author North Salt Lake Reads last year. So, and put in the teen bags and that, right?
They did. So the book that was the teen book from last year was from the North Salt Lake author. And I think it was just like young children, medium children, and teens. I don't think uh-huh. there was an adult bag. I think it was just for youth participants. But
wasn't an adult bag. It was just for the teens. And
yeah, and I think that also fits really well with like the teal pumpkin push right now, right? So for any kids that have allergies or are healthy and not eating sugar and those types of things, to have some sort of prize that, you know, that isn't food related. And so having those types of novelty winning, you know, those fun little trinkets, I think is a cool idea, Tammy.
Okay.
How many people came last year?
Well,
was it like 200?
I think we had 250 passes to the food truck.
I think I was planning on 250.
Oh, yeah, I think we paid for 250 passes to the food truck. And they ran out, but not by much, right? I mean, there was 10 or 20 extra people or something. I mean, it was well utilized and kind of a good number for there. And this year, we'll just see. I mean, people that came last year may not come this year, and that's fine.
And we'll have.
Whoever thought?
No, go ahead. Sorry, Dallas.
I was going to say, whoever thought we'd have a Halloween where we're not afraid of razor blades.
Well, and masks. And we'll have a photo drop too, or a photo booth thing, you know, so that they can take pictures, because that will be a big thing. Okay, well, we'll kind of touch base at the reads, at the North Salt Lake reads, and I'll kind of have like a where we're at. I'll get this a little bit more finalized so we can go on so that we are not here all night.
Sorry, I had one other idea. You mentioned the photo wall. One possible idea is, you know how when you go to certain events and they like take a picture of you on the photo wall and then it emails you the photo?
Yes.
That could be something that we do if we hired a photographer to set up at the event, right? And it couldn't be too much for an hour or two. And then every picture, they just sign up for that picture and they email it off to that group. And then they get a photo of their event. Mm-hmm. And then we could just say, you know, we're going to post some pictures and these are the pictures we'll use for the photo contest or something. That was just an idea of like a lot of people pay to get Halloween photos of them all dressed up. And that could be a fun way to get a Halloween photo too this year.
Yeah, I'll look into that as well.
Because like, you know, when you go to Santa Claus events, a lot of the time they take a picture of you with Santa and you get and you get an email to you. You can take a picture at the Halloween event or something.
Okay.
I feel like you're hinting at something, Ryan.
No hints, just an idea.
Okay. Okay, well we'll move on and I'll work on that and make sure that it's more finalized at the on October 7th. Because this is coming up really quickly and my name's on it. It kind of scares me. I want it to be good. Okay, well, the park reports, we'll just go down the list really quickly. Ryan, do you have anything with yours? Ryan's frozen. Oh, there you go.
That stood out. The one thing I wanted to talk park that I was assigned is.
You're breaking up.
You know, I'm having a hard time on that one because the park, and that's something that we would have been talking about.
We'll just take your word for it.
You're breaking up.
Well,
now he's gone.
It's really bad, whatever it is. Okay. Well, we'll skip him for now. All right, Christine, what's yours?
Okay, well, really didn't see anything at Fox Hollow Park. It looked the same. You know, I didn't see anything. There was a lot of garbage, but I'm sure they were there to pick up. Then I drove over, which is right around the corner from where I lived, to Palmquist Park. And the only thing I noticed, the actual playground was good, in good shape. But there are so many trees and leaves around the picnic area, and there was a ton of limbs in that down. So I'm sure they're going to be picking those up.
Oh, sure.
But other than the park, I went on a Sunday, and there wasn't anybody there. But it looked good. That's the only thing that scares me about the park. And those of you who have been on here for a while know that that's one of the ones they want to redo because you can't see it from the street. It's down in. So it's always worried me about, you know, if there's any suspicious activity, but I certainly didn't see any.
Okay. Yeah, that one's a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What about Ron? Ron, you still there?
He's on mute.
I don't.
Okay. Dallas, you said you're one with Boston. Anything with Caleb?
I don't have anything to.
Okay. Must be something fun. Bad in Fox
must be something down your guys' way.
The big problem just was the really bad grass at Boston.
Okay.
Caleb is looking a little worn down. So yeah, it was just the grass in Boston was my big, but I wasn't going to complain about it because I was like, well, it'll die in a month anyhow. So what's the point?
I wasn't sure if we're supposed to report that, but I thought I might as well. Right.
Yeah. Well, if it happens next spring, it's like, yeah, let's get that fixed. Somebody should be out there.
Yeah.
Looking at the sprinklers.
I didn't know. I didn't realize how many parks there were in North Salt Lake. There's a lot. I think it's pretty cool. And then I already
got, yeah, there is. Isn't there?
I gave mine. And Ryan, are you back with us or are you still under the weather?
I think I'm back. Can you hear me okay?
You sound good.
Okay. So one thing I was thinking about Hatch is going to be redesigned and rebuilt. So while Hatch is in major need of repair, it's not something that we're, you know, currently doing minor fixes on. But one thing that I wanted to just prep everybody about with Hatch is we need to be reviewing the submission plan that will come back from the consultant group about how to design Hatch Park and make suggestions for it. And if Dave Franson didn't have a whole city to clean up this last few weeks from the hurricane, he would have been presenting some stuff on Hatch for us to go over. So I just wanted to prep everybody for that, is that now that these events are ending, the next big tasks that we're in charge of is, you know, this is our recreation side, right? But we also need to come up with the redesign of the park and help present on it. And then with that, I know it's still a few months away, and it's funny to think about 2021 budget year, but we need to start thinking of budget items for next year. And if there's anything that we need to get into the budget, now's the starting of the time to start pushing for that and to start getting on top of it. So right now, pickleball courts are really big on a hot button issue and are really a requested item in North Salt Lake to have built. But if there's anything else that we really want to push for, I think now's the time to talk about it. And some of those items might not be as usually talked about. So for example, a beautification of the city. So an area that might need trees planted or updated landscaping that's currently like an entrance to the city or something, that would fall under, you know, parks and rec and beautification and arts, right? But doesn't necessarily mean like open space in which kids are playing soccer. So if there's an art project or something, the other option is the city's redoing the signage for the downtown, the central part of the city, and presenting on that signage. So if there's some sort of art installation or something that we wanted to push for in the budget, that might be something that we want to talk about as well. So right now, the thing that's on the city council's mind is pickleball courts and then redesigning Hatch Park. If there's anything else we as a advisory board want to request the city council to think about, we want to start talking about that in our next coming meeting so we can present it for the budget.
Well, is pickleball something you could, like, could you multi-purpose a tennis court to have? It looks like the pickleball is a smaller thing. I've never seen this. It looks like wiffle ball on a tennis court to me, but
that's pretty much what it is.
Okay,
but so to do a pickleball court the right way, pickleballers like to have dedicated pickleball courts that are designed just for pickleball. And they like to have them angled a certain way for the sun so they can play it in the morning and at night. And we've had a professional pickleball league come and present to the city council about it. And then there's people that currently are getting scholarships to universities to play pickleball. It's now turning into a youth sport. And so that could be something for our rec league to think about. So unfortunately, this year, our soccer program was canceled because of COVID, and we didn't have our normal recreation. So we missed spring soccer and fall soccer. So one thing that is part of our mission is to work with the Recreation League of North Salt Lake. And we had a youth soccer program that it's probably time to start talking about getting ready for spring soccer for next year. But we were also talking about maybe finding other sports or other ways to integrate with the city. And a pickleball league or something was one of the ones they had talked about, but without courts, they didn't think we could pull it off.
Right.
So if you know of any other rec program or rec item that might work, I think it'd be interesting to try it. So anyhow, those are the items I was thinking about when I was thinking about Hatch Park, is that, you know, those tennis courts are in such bad shape, but we're redesigning the park. And those are all items that we get to be a part of that aren't necessarily like party planning. So those will be coming up.
I wish we could see something like at the entrance on 89 as you're coming in, some big something about North Salt Lake, you know, right there where the development is over in the gravel pit. To acknowledge when you're getting off 89 that you're in North Salt Lake, or down by the new roundabouts down off Redwood Road. I mean, I don't know if there's anything down there that announces you're in North Salt Lake, does it?
I don't think there is down there. There might be a small sign that says North Salt Lake Tree City USA, but that's not much.
There's a lot of traffic that comes on 89, and it would just, I thought it'd be nice if we could have something. I know you put the signs up with all the dates and someone ran, you know, hit it with a car and it got, you know, broken, but off to the side or something, if we could put something really cool there to welcome to North Salt Lake. I like that. That's a good area.
So I don't want to take any more time. One thing that, that has been mentioned in the past is, the Bamberger Rail Line used to come through North Salt Lake, and they wanted to buy an old Bamberger rail car and put it at maybe somewhere near City Hall or in the park as like a big photo place, right?
Yeah.
So that would be like an art installation. So
yeah,
things like that, cool. The ideas we'd take.
There was some discussion, I think it was Manuel, about a bump track or a, I don't know what it's called. It was bikes.
Oh yeah. We had somebody come and talk to us about that, didn't we? Or
yeah, bump track.
It was the mountain bike team. So the mountain bike high school sports is getting really big, and the mountain bike team from Woods Cross practices at Wild Rose Park, and right down from Wild Rose Park is that new land that the city's going to receive as part of that settlement from the landslide, and they were talking about doing a mountain bike pump track there, mm-hmm. where you pump on your shocks and it kind of goes around on the track. And it was something they talked about there. That would definitely be like a recreation amenity that not very many other cities have.
Yeah,
and I like that. An area that you can't water. You know, we can't put any water on that spot. So it's not like we're gonna be doing sod. So that was sort of an option as well.
Yeah, I like that too.
Okay. Those are that will be awesome if they do that, because pickleball is big, and that's a lot of things that Hatch Park could use. So Ryan, I guess that's probably your city council update as well. Is that right?
That is. Okay. I kind of rolled it into one.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Ron, did you have anything? Did yours with your parks or anything?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Kenny, do you have anything?
I don't. I gained some knowledge on pickle courts, though.
Yes, you did. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, glad you're here.
Let's see. Chair notes or open topics. I don't think we have anything unless anything. Sally, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
We're glad you're here. You're always so nice and just take our notes. We appreciate
it. I try.
Okay, do we have anything else? Ryan, do you have anything?
I'm all good here, thank you.
So is our next meeting the 27th? Is that when it is? It's the fourth Thursday?
Yeah, when I look
fourth
at my
Tuesday, I mean.
I think that's the next one is the 27th. And Sally, just, can I just ask you to make sure, is the, now this, the agenda was needed earlier this time. Is the agenda due on the Monday before or the week before that?
Ryan asked if we could have the agenda on Thursday.
So the 22nd.
It's actually, we posted on Monday, and in the past I've always had a lot of problems with the chair people getting it to me on time.
Okay.
Supposed to be 24 hours.
I'm totally fine. I just want to put it in my notes so that I get it to you on time. So I'll just put that it's due on the 22nd and you will have it on the 22nd.
And don't you worry, because I always remind you.
Well, I'll remind you. That is good. Thank heavens for reminders on our phone. That's all I can say. So I think if that's everything, Ryan, do you think we need to go to parks? Are we okay since it's winding down for the year?
I think we might be okay until the spring. Okay. And getting them cleaned up, but you get to decide anything, Tammy.
Oh, don't.
You get to run this with an iron fist.
I don't really like that.
I'm just kidding.
Like two, and then I got put in charge. I mean, come on, seriously. I really appreciate you guys being willing to like be patient with me, because I didn't really know, but I think you guys are awesome. So thank you.
Hey, thanks for the contact list, Tammy.
Thanks
for the contact list.
You're welcome. And look at this, 7:07. We're only 7 minutes past 1 hour of a meeting. That is awesome in my book, if you ask.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so I guess we are done, and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening. Everybody good?
We're okay. Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night, everyone.
Okay, bye.
On the 7th. Goodbye.